this is an interesting one. If you've been driving in through the CBD in recent weeks, I suppose, there's a lot of disruption, and I know people get very impatient, but Bob Manning, to his credit, has come on, as it's Terry James, on several occasions said, look, we had to get this work done while it was going to be relatively quiet because of COVID and everything else. But the fact of the matter is it's been going on and on and on. We're not just talking about the Esplanade redevelopment. We're talking about loads of streets down through the whole CBD area, and people get sort of hot under the collar. What can be done? Well, here's what the Cairns Post says today. This is Pete Martinelli writing. Parking and commuter woes in the CBD are likely for weeks ahead. As roadworks are completed, that's like a goat track on Abbott Street today. But one cafe owner might have the solution if the council gives it the green light. Roadworks on Abbott Street between Shields and Applin are on schedule to be completed by the 21st of May. What's today, the 12th? Another 9 days of it, my God. Anyway, by 21st of May, although this would be scant comfort for those battling to find parking within the CBD, the inner city gridlock, that's what they're calling it, gridlock, has caused innumerable headaches for businesses as the Esplanade Dining Precinct also plods. It plods towards a June completion date, and additional works on Spence Street disrupt traffic and block car parks. One lane on Spence Street a couple of days ago, my God, it was... Actually, I've got to say, people were relatively calm. There was no show of tempers or ill manners, bad manners or whatever. But you could tell a hell of a lot of people were waiting a long time to get through. Now, the fluid nature of the roadworks has meant there's been no way to predict how many parks would be out of action in a town which has the most sought-after spots snapped up by 9 a.m. I won't go through all the details of it. There's a gentleman here, Blue Marlin Cafe owner Paul Harris. Now, Paul said parking bays alongside Fogarty Park were prime real estate. While international borders remain shut, the bays are restricted to bus use in the afternoons. Well, you see that in great demand for car owners. Anyway, Mr. Harris said, for the past month, zealous parking inspectors, oh no, they've been pouncing on the vehicles that had overstayed their welcome past 4 p.m. when it's bus zone, I presume. Wonder how much they're getting stung. Anyway, he proposed zoning spaces for extended stays while the bus traffic remained at a low ebb. Now, he's here on the line somewhere. There he is, owner of Blue Marlin, Paul Harris. Blue Marlin is the name of the restaurant. Now, hello, Paul.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, Paul. I'm glad you're bringing this to the attention. A whole lot of people saying, how much longer can it go on? And can't we find a bit of peace? How much of those people parking there down towards the cruise liner terminal, how much are they getting stung if they're there after 4 o'clock?
We're up to about $1,600 in the last 2 weeks. That's $153 a time.
No!
Yes, and most of them are actually, we get stung. The last one we got was on Monday, and it was 4 minutes past four.
4 minutes overtime. $152.
$153. Here I'm done with these numbers. I have no idea. But anyway, yeah. But no, it's just ridiculous. I mean, like, I can understand we've been here quite a lot. Well, the restaurant's been here 22 years. We've been here just a bit over four. I understand that the boats start coming back in at 4 o'clock. In normal peak times, we would have buses waiting there to pick up the Patriots from the islands, take them back to the hotels and get ready for their adventure that night. And I appreciate that, you know, they need to have somewhere to park. But we don't have any buses. Somebody from council saying, oh, there's limited amount of buses. Mate, I'm here 9 hours a day, every single day, from half past five in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. We do not have any buses. The only people who are going out of the reef are locals.
Oh.
There are no tour companies. I have no idea where you've got these 30-odd car parks sitting next to Fogarty Park, which are isolated for buses. And then you've got parking inspectors just waiting there at 4 o'clock to nab everybody.
Isn't this crazy? No buses at all?
No.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up. I'm glad you brought this up because that needs action. Because people are desperate to find parking in town at the moment, aren't they? Desperate.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I mean, look, I really can't have staff just running out at 4 o'clock to then try and find another spot apart to then come back into work.
Mm.
It's just ludicrous. I mean, like, if the buses were there and they were picking up Patriots, I could understand completely. Yeah. I have no issues with it, but it's just a waste, an absolute waste of space at the moment.
Yeah. Now, the headline in the Cairns Post, Paul, reads, cafe owners, easy fix for city parking. What's the easy fix?
Get rid of the bus lines.
Okay.
just take them down until the, well, you've got 12 months, as Josh Frydenberg's telling us, before the borders are open. When the international tourists come back, put the signs back up.
Mm.
But until such time, just leave it as free parking. The other thing, I mean, like, we go over to Fogarty Park, and we actually had one of our staff members, I went over there with him the other day, and every second car had a ticket on it for $153, and it was on a Saturday. People were going out, enjoying themselves on Green Island or Fitzroy Island, coming back and getting a shop like that, because you can't actually stay. You go out there for the full day,
yeah.
You come back, you're going to get a ticket. It's just ludicrous. How is that saying to somebody from Melbourne, somebody from Sydney, oh, great, yeah, Cairns really loves me.
Mm. Isn't this interesting? Because it's free after 2 in the afternoon. They're parking in the morning, so they're getting stung before 2 p.m. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Wow.
You can't go out under the reef, but come into the terminal, pick up your ticket, park your car, drop the family off, park your car, go out and have an enjoyable day, and then get stung $150 for the privilege. After paying $600 to take you and the family out to Green Island or something like that, it's just appalling.
There's another one I noticed. You may not be aware of this because you're a little bit over the other side of Fogarty Park, but it was on the Esplanade. You know how people, if they're coming down Spence Street, they turn left onto the Esplanade and they go along, I don't know, 100 metres or something, and they do a U-turn, but there's not much space, and especially no space. When people park in the no-standing area they put there to create a roundabout, and you get people trying to do a U-turn, and they're sliding into the cars or slamming to the side of those parked cars. And I even saw it the other day, someone just drove off, and I thought, wonder how many times a day that's happening, because there's very little room, even with no cars, parking in the no-parking zone there. But when they park there, there's virtually, they've got to back and forth about 4 or 5 times, especially the buses. So there's real issues down there at the moment, aren't there?
So there's issues down there. There always will be issues. But I mean, at the moment, we don't have the necessary evil, which is our tourists. So I mean, the issues are really easy. Just get a couple of screwdrivers, take the signs down, and let people park there.
Oh, and only it was that easy, and we had the council listening at the moment, and they'd ring up and say, oh, we're going to sort this out. There's no buses there. How many car parks are going begging, by the way? How many did you say? 35, was it?
It's about 35, yeah.
Yeah, 35 going begging.
I said to a councillor some many years ago, I was thinking about running for council, but the extraction of common sense would take far too long.
I don't think you're making friends with the councillors over there, Paul.
No, I don't really care either.
No, it's a real issue at the moment. Have you driven down Abbott Street today?
Just came back from St Monica's. So, yeah, it's I can't say on the radio what I was going to say, but I'm not.
You might have done yourself some harm already. No, but I was just saying earlier, it's like a goat track today, but admittedly, you know, it's only for a period of time. But in town at the moment, don't expect a very comfortable and clear run, and certainly don't expect to find an easy car park. Paul, thanks for talking today.
No, thank you very much.
That's Paul Harris. He's got the Blue Marlin Cafe. Where is it? Here it is. Here. It's on page 3 of the Cairns Post, this article detailing all those issues by Pete Martinelli. Now,